USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Defense leaders from across the world have agreed to send more advanced weapons to Ukraine. American Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages for the besieged country.
I'm especially grateful to Denmark, which announced today that it will provide a Harpoon launcher and missiles to help Ukraine defend its coast. I'd also like to thank the Czech Republic for its substantial support, including a recent donation of attack helicopters, tanks, and rocket systems.
Austin said during the virtual meeting that Ukraine officials have made their security needs clear, adding it's consistent with what has been identified in recent weeks. Stocks closed higher Monday after 7 weeks of losses. The Dow rose 2%. The Nasdaq climbed more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 gained close to 2%. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from some on the committee time and time again. One of those survivors, Anne Marie Miller, told PBS NewsHour that the report's findings isn't a shock to her.
I'm so glad that tangible steps have finally occurred after decades of this. But reading the report, unfortunately, nothing was really a surprise.
Recommendations in the report, including the creation of a database of known abusers within the SBC, will be presented to the denomination's national meeting next month in Southern California. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. The Republican is accused of having a conflict of interest in a cryptocurrency he promoted and had an improper relationship with a staff member. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The price at the pump continues to go up.
Industry experts at the Lundberg Survey said the average U.S. price of regular gray gasoline spiked 33 cents over the past 2 weeks to $4.71 per gallon. Nationwide, the highest average price for regular gray gasoline is in the San Francisco Bay Area at $6.20 per gallon. The lowest price is in Tulsa, Oklahoma at $3.92 per gallon. Also, the average price of diesel rose 9 cents over the last 2 weeks to $5.66 a gallon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The former Attorney General of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen King was the first woman and first Democrat to be elected to the post in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. King was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. 17 FDNY members who responded to the Brooklyn subway shooting last month were honored for their life-saving efforts. New York City Mayor Eric Adams called them heroes.
It's our way of acknowledging the heroic action that not only took place when the gunmen unleashed a large number of bullets in our subway system, but what takes place every day.
29 people were hurt, including 10 gunshot victims. No one was killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.